What if you spent your entire life preparing to be a princess, only to wake up in villain school? Sophie has practiced her royal wave in the mirror for years, perfected her curtsy, and maintained a rigorous beauty routine that would make any influencer jealous. She's certain she's destined for tiaras and true love's kiss. Meanwhile, her unlikely friend Agatha, dressed in black, living in a graveyard, perfectly content being the town outcast, just wants to be left alone. When the schoolmaster's mysterious kidnappings come to their village of Gavaldon, both girls are taken. But here's the twist that changes everything. Beautiful, princess-obsessed Sophie gets dumped into the school for evil, while gloomy, antisocial Agatha lands in the school for good. The mix-up seems impossible, yet as their story unfolds, we begin to wonder, did the schoolmaster actually make a mistake, or does he see something in these girls that they can't yet see in themselves? Imagine Hogwarts for fairy tale characters. The school for good gleams with pink towers, talking flowers, and fairy godmothers teaching beautification and princess etiquette. Across a cursed bridge stands the school for evil, a fortress of shadows where students master curses and compete to become legendary villains. Every 4 years, children from the woods beyond are kidnapped and sorted. Their stories are eventually written by the magical story and pen and distributed as the fairy tales we know. Sophie's arrival at evil is catastrophic. Her roommates, Hester with her demon tattoo, Anadil with her pet rats, and Dot, who conjures candy, stare at this blonde, pink-dressed girl like she's crashed the wrong party. Meanwhile, Agatha finds herself surrounded by aspiring princesses who assume she's a joke. The most popular girl, Beatrix, has already claimed Tedros, King Arthur's golden-haired son and the school's most eligible prince. When the girls try to reach each other at the bridge, an invisible barrier slams them back. They're trapped in roles neither wanted, and the only way out is through. Late one night, the girls crash through the schoolmaster's tower, discovering a library where every fairy tale flows from the magical story and pen. The masked schoolmaster offers them a riddle: prove Sophie isn't a witch and Agatha isn't a princess by finding the one thing evil can never have and good can never do without. Sophie believes true love's kiss from Tedros will prove she's not a villain and free them both. But winning Tedros proves impossible. Every attempt backfires. A love spell rebounds, marking her with a scarlet F. During the trial by tale, she shapeshifts to escape danger, while Agatha saves Tedros's life. Each failure drives Sophie deeper into bitterness. Yet she discovers something disturbing. She's actually good at being evil. Her cruel pranks succeed, her dark magic strengthens, and her roommates accept her. Meanwhile, Agatha undergoes an unexpected transformation. She starts smiling and caring about her appearance because she feels different inside. Despite still seeing her flaws in the mirror, everyone treats her like a princess. The revelation strikes her. Beauty isn't about appearance, it's about how you feel. Her genuine happiness transforms how others perceive her, revealing a truth more powerful than any spell. Sophie's transformation is shocking and deliberate. She dyes her golden hair pitch black, adopts heavy gothic makeup, and embraces villainy with frightening enthusiasm. Returning to room 66, she's welcomed by Hester with "Welcome home," and this time, Sophie doesn't protest. The three girls form a dark sisterhood, cruelly forcing out Dot, who had shown Sophie kindness. Lady Lesso reveals the truth about Nemesis dreams, dark visions showing evil students whose destruction is tied to their survival. When Sophie protests that she loves Tedros, Lady Lesso delivers a devastating truth. It doesn't matter what we are, it's what we do. This becomes the story's heartbeat. We aren't defined by appearance or placement, but by our choices. Meanwhile, Agatha's reflection at the bridge shows a princess, forcing her to confront uncomfortable truths. In the Gallery of Good, Professor Sauter teaches about the Reader Prophecy, a painting showing children burning books while shadows emerge from woods. His cryptic lesson that villains are often closest to us takes on new meaning as Sophie defaces the good school's angel symbol with violent red resembling bloody tears. The Circus of Talents erupts into chaos as 20 duels unfold. When Agatha faces Hester unprepared, she's paralyzed with fear. But after Hester's demon attacks, Agatha discovers her true talent, revealing hidden truths. She exposes the school's darkest secret. The wolves guarding evil and fairies serving good are failed students, transformed and enslaved forever. This devastating revelation moves both schools to tears and wins her match through pure empathy. Then Sophie appears, transformed, white speckled black hair, warded skin, murky gray eyes. Tedros ignores her, kneeling before Agatha to ask her to the ball. Throughout the theater, Everboys propose to their chosen princesses, everything Sophie once dreamed of but can no longer have. Consumed by hatred, Sophie unleashes her dark powers. She summons ravens that savage the wolves, then destroys the glass stairs beneath fleeing Evers. Using Agatha's appearance, she tricks and attacks Tedros. When Agatha intervenes, Sophie turns on her with savage fury, declaring her nemesis and vowing, "I'll only be happy when you're dead." Catching her reflection in shattered glass, Sophie sees her witch's face and embraces it with a wicked smile. Sophie climbs the schoolmaster's tower to destroy the Storian and prevent Agatha's happy ending. The magical pen pricks her finger, painting her future with the schoolmaster, now revealed as a beautiful youth with white hair and blue eyes. He explains he's been testing Sophie to find his true love, that he killed his own brother to tip the balance toward evil. Their union would create never after to counter good's love. As they kiss, Sophie sees his true decaying form and breaks free. Agatha rescues Sophie, but the schoolmaster attacks. Sophie sacrifices herself, taking the Storian's blow meant for Agatha. As Sophie dies in Agatha's arms, Professor Satter, revealed to be possessed by the good brother's spirit, defeats the evil schoolmaster. Agatha kisses Sophie's forehead, and her friend revives. The true love's kiss wasn't romantic love between Sophie and Tedros, but the deep friendship between two girls who saw each other's true selves. The schools unite in celebration as both girls shimmer, hearing Gavaldon's clock calling them home. Who needs princes in our fairy tale? Sophie smiles as the Storian blazes with new life and their divided robes melt into matching silver. In a flash of light, they're gone. This story challenges assumptions about good and evil, beauty and worth. Sophie's descent into villainy stems from her inability to reconcile who she thinks she should be with who she actually is. Agatha discovers that friendship and sacrifice reveal true beauty. The schoolmaster's riddle initially points toward romantic love, following fairy tale tradition, but the resolution reveals something deeper. The most powerful magic exists between friends who see each other's true selves. When Agatha's kiss revives Sophie, it demonstrates that friendship can be just as transformative as romance. Both girls reject the rigid categories imposed by the schools, refusing to be defined as simply princess or witch, good or evil. In a world that constantly sorts us into neat categories, this story reminds us we're far more complex than any label. True transformation comes not from changing how we look or where we're placed, but from the choices we make and connections we forge. As Sophie and Agatha shimmer away holding hands, we're left with a truth that resonates beyond enchanted forests. The most magical ending isn't always happily ever after. Sometimes it's simply together.